Alex Winnips.
Thank you, Rick. Yes, our final story of today's NewsHour programme. Brits will spend more than 1.9 billion minutes on social media websites like Facebook and Instagram this Christmas Day. That's according to new figures from Save the Children. It found 2.5 million of us think a picture of our Christmas dinner getting approval online is more important than how the turkey actually tastes. 3.5 million of us will apparently share a photo of ourselves online wearing a Christmas jumper. Let's get the thoughts now of Christian and digital media expert Dr. Bex Lewis. Good afternoon, Bex.
Good afternoon, Alex.
To what extent can social media stop us enjoying Christmas, do you think?
Oh, I think that's the wrong question. I think it can help us enjoy it. It depends. I think for a lot of people, Christmas is not fun. I think we spent a lot of time making Christmas into something that's amazing. A lot of it's pushed by consumerism, and actually social media means people can connect with the people that they really want to be with rather than maybe the people that they are related to by blood. I know that's a little bit controversial. There will be some people who love Christmas. But I think I'd be interested to know where they got the figures from. But I think I'd be more concerned thinking about what are people doing on social media rather than kind of the numbers themselves, if that makes sense. If they're connecting with people they love, if they're using their phone to talk to friends and family in Australia and things like that, that's a really good use of technology and really adds to the day, I think.
But this idea of us wanting to get likes or comments regarding our Christmas dinner and so on, what does that tell us maybe about our desire for affirmation, maybe?
Yeah, and I think it is. I think you've got the right term there, sort of a desire for affirmation. And I don't think that exists just online. I think online just makes it that bit more visible and it's much easier to see. I do have a concern that as kind of pictures that young girls put up, and if they don't get enough likes, they take them down. But I think food has always been something that we talk about, something that people can connect with in common. And so people will chat about food. And for some reason, food and cats seem to be two of the things that people love sharing pictures of. So it's not surprising that that's going to happen on Christmas when we've got a very traditional meal. It's quite exciting with you. Or if you're me, you have your one sprout on the table. So, yeah.
Food and cat pictures sums up my family perfectly. Bex, what rules do you set yourself then for using the internet on Christmas Day? Do you have any?
I think it's about thinking you've got a sort of politeness and engaging with your family. I think it depends what people are doing. So, you know, sometimes I ask the same question about if I was reading a book, is that rude? Because I've got my head in a book, I'm not talking to anyone. Is that any more rude than having my head in a phone? Am I talking to other people? Am I ignoring the people around me? Or actually, are we all just happy doing our own thing for a bit? Are we all engaging together and talking to family on the other side of the country? Remember, of course, there's a lot of people in this country who are not Christians, and Christmas may just be an ordinary day for some of those as well. I think my main concern is that people tend to call what we're doing online addiction, and addiction is a medical condition, and most people are not addicted. We just have some bad habits that we need to look at. The technology has built in to make it easier for those bad habits. We come back for just one more look and one more look and flick around a bit more. And I think we need to look at those individually. But I think we need to think about our online community is part of our community. And we can make good use of digital as long as we're not ignoring the people we're with.
Would you have any advice to Bex, maybe to someone who's thinking, I know if my phone vibrates at the Christmas dinner table, I'm going to want to check it. Do you have any advice for someone who's maybe wanting to cut down their social media use this Christmas?
Yeah, well, I've always wanted technology to be, I want us to be its master rather than its slave. And if I'm having dinner with other people who are not digitally engaged, then my phone stays in the bag the whole time. And I think that should be the same for kind of Christmas dinner. If everyone who you're engaging with happens to be social media types and you all enjoy doing wacky snaps of your food and things like that, then I think that's different. So it's about knowing who you're with, and I never think there's any hard and fast rules. But I think putting phone away for half an hour, seeing how that makes you feel, if it makes you really twitchy, then maybe you have got a problem. But most of the time, I think it's building also into our culture an expectation that just because it's digital doesn't mean we're necessarily going to respond immediately.
Okay.
So is it Yeah.
I suppose that's going back to the likes and the comments that, you know, many people might want to get when they post things on social media. I suppose we need to be reminding ourselves as Christians that actually it's what God thinks of us that matters, not the affirmation of others.
Yes, but then he built us as human beings, and part of that is kind of built into it. But I think maybe we need to think about what we look for affirmation for. You know, is it the latest jumper? Is it the fact of whether we remembered to give someone a Christmas card, and whether that was a paper card or a, you know, a digital card? And challenging some of the consumerist narrative maybe that's been built around Christmas. And remembering what it's really about, and actually thinking, does what we're doing with our phone add to that, or does it take away from that? Okay. You know, are we using it to donate some money to a homeless charity or something, or should we be out there? We need to think individually what works for us and what's unhealthy.
Okay, Dr. Bex Lewis, Christian and digital media expert, thank you so much for freeing up some time this afternoon to have a chat with us on the NewsHour today. Appreciate it. Thank you.